Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I hear it every day now. Someone calls me or texts me or emails me and says, America's done. It's over. They're destroying it. And it makes me laugh. Because it's as if the people saying it, and they're not at fault, think they're actually living in the America the founders founded. We aren't. The America they are destroying, and I'll put that in air quotes, isn't the America the founders founded. If they'd come back from the grave 20, 25, 30 years ago, they wouldn't recognize it, and they certainly wouldn't consider it to be a free country. While you may think of it as America culturally, the country you live in isn't. But what gets me so excited is that there's a small chance it could be again. That incredibly free country our founders left us. The one we lived in for a full 100 years after the founding. It truly was free and constitutional. This isn't that America. But the good news is there's a small chance if everything were to go just right here, and it only has to happen in a few states, we could actually experience living in that America, the one the founders left, the one they lived in, Americans did, for 100 years after the founding. We could experience it for the first time in our lifetimes. And we've got 50 chances to do it. All we have to do is remember how that America worked. Fortunately, it's all written down. We just have to run the country according to the Constitution. It would only take one state to do it, and the movement to that state would begin. But first, we've got to remember who we are. Let's start with immigration. We've got to fix our broken system, people say. That makes me laugh. Because here's what we forgot. The federal government has no constitutional ability to regulate the borders. Wait, what? Nope. No constitutional ability whatsoever to patrol the borders, regulate who comes over them, or, as the Biden administration is doing right now, as part of its voter drive at the border, they have no right to force states to leave them open. Is that some kind of crazy constitutional theory? Nope. It's the way the country was run for the first 75 years of its existence. Only states did border enforcement. That was because federal government has no constitutional right to enforce our borders. The founders didn't want that. A big central government that could control who came or went from our country? That sounds like a dictatorship. Nope, the only power, and this will shock many people, the only power that Congress has as it regards immigration is to decide the terms of naturalization. In other words, these are the things you have to do, the conditions you have to meet to become a citizen once you're here. That's it. Now remember how this works. You learned this in school while it was still allowed to be taught. It's the 10th Amendment. Let me read it. The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution are reserved to the states respectively. You mean Texas could close its border tomorrow? Yep. Texas could repel illegal immigrants and bar them from crossing? Absolutely. In fact, it should. It was expected that they would. You mean any Texas law enforcement officer could stop an illegal and deport them back over the border? Mm-hmm. Yeah, if the legislature wanted them to. Instead, bizarrely, and yes, unconstitutionally, we have a patchwork of unconstitutional laws and judicial rulings that say states aren't allowed to enforce or even pass laws governing their borders, that police officers and sheriffs, and we've had judicial rulings on this and laws passed, aren't even allowed to pick up illegals. They got to let them go. Nope. It's all unconstitutional. Not what the Constitution says. Federal government has no such power. They invented it in the last 100 years, mostly the Supreme Court. In fact, until the late 1800s, there was no federal immigration enforcement. Immigration was an issue left largely up to individual states to regulate, and they did. Then the Civil War happened. As I like to say, the third most miraculous thing occurred in all of human history during the Civil War. That was the freeing of the slaves. For those who want to know, the first was the birth of Jesus Christ, and the second, the overthrow of the world hegemony of British colonial control by George Washington, my favorite president. The third was the freeing of the slaves. It was a miracle, or would have been, had Lincoln not immediately turned around and re-enslaved them and the rest of the country unconstitutionally to a federal government that had no right or ability to make the rules it makes today. It left states battered and bruised and unsure that they would be able to continue exercising their 10th Amendment powers, including over immigration and the regulation of their own borders. States were so powerful back then, when they were run constitutionally, that if, say, South Carolina, where I want to live, decided they would repel all illegal immigrants from their borders, they were completely within their rights to do so. In fact, we still are. During that first century in America, states regulated entry into the country. And apart from laws dealing with immigrant naturalization, which Congress passed, Congress concerned itself with only a few modest immigration regulations. Stuff like governing ships that came into port. Not the actual people on them, but, you know, basic regulation of trade, which they do have a right to do. But regulation of immigration? Nope. So where did Americans get that wacky idea that Joe Biden can make decisions about what happens on the Arizona border, the Texas border? How bizarre is that? He doesn't have that power. It's only our ignorance that's allowing him to do it. When we come back, I'll explain why Americans think the federal government has the power to regulate borders and why states have forgotten that that power is actually theirs. Next. Probably my all-time favorite rock and roll lyrics are from a song by the Eagles. It goes like this. Well, I don't know. It wasn't you who held me down. Heaven knows it wasn't you who set me free. So oftentimes it happens that we live our lives in chains and we never even know we have the key. Folks, we have the key on the immigration issue and so many others. In fact, the left hasn't forgotten at all. They're still
worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole. Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Using the key. I'll get to that in a minute. But first, we have to go back to 1875, when in truth, they truly began the loss of their country. What we're losing today isn't much of a loss because it's not really America. In 1875, there was a case called Henderson versus Mayor of New York. The mayor of New York got this idea that he would tax immigrants, tax arriving immigrants. He got sued, not on the immigration issue, but on the tax part, saying he'd illegally usurped Congress's authority, which it actually has, to levy taxes. It wasn't ultimately an immigration decision, but emboldened by the unconstitutional federal usurpation of power after the Civil War, the Supreme Court made up a whole new immigration philosophy. It's not grounded in anything constitutional. It said this: the laws which govern the right to land passengers in the U.S. from other countries ought to be the same in New York, Boston, New Orleans, and San Francisco. That is an absolute violation of the 10th Amendment. There's no constitutional justification for it. And the Supreme Court, in its ruling, for the majority, didn't even bother to make one. They just carried on from there. And Congress began making immigration law. It's all unconstitutional. But you can't get free if you don't know you have the key. Well, that established judicial precedent, and a whole lot of other unconstitutional laws followed, like this one in 1882, barring most Chinese immigrants under the Chinese Exclusion Act. What a joke. Congress had no authority to do that. And on it went, with each new law justified by the existence of the old law, giving the federal government the right to regulate immigration. People today actually think it does. Ask one of those pointy-headed legal experts on cable TV, and they'll cite all kinds of bastard legal decisions, every one of them unconstitutional. Even then, most Americans still understood it was unconstitutional for the federal government to do any immigration enforcement. In fact, as late as 1885, the federal government lacked an effective mechanism for enforcing these immigration statutes. Didn't have border guard. Because it couldn't. Enforcement of the new regulations thus rested in an uneasy partnership between Washington and the states, with a large share of the burden falling on the state of New York, because so many immigrants came through there. Because why? Say it with me. Congress remembered and knew that they had no constitutional authority to do immigration enforcement on our borders, period, end of memo. Joe Biden doesn't. The president before him didn't. Nobody does. Again, we can end this thing right now in blocks of states. Take South Carolina, for instance, where I'm from. We're not a border state, as in we share the national border, but our borders are just as valid. If we wanted to, we could require ID for things like buying cars, getting housing. We could do all kinds of things that would make it impossible for illegal immigrants to function here, including when they're caught, picking them up and driving them right over the state line. Because the enforcement power over immigration was left to us in the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights. Suppose our governor, Henry McMaster, wanted to form a crew, a state crew, a state immigration enforcement and removal crew. And they would take the people, load them in vans, drive them down to the southern border, the actual border of the country, and dump them off there. They could. In fact, they should. The problem is, no one remembers this. I didn't even realize it until I started a text search and reread the Constitution and Bill of Rights to see what we could do about immigration. Bottom line, anybody can figure this out. A great place to go to read about this is a paper by Vincent Canato. It's called Our Evolving Immigration Policy. It's by National Affairs. You can read it. It goes into a lot of details about this. Suppose South Carolina decided illegal immigration was a threat to the South Carolina workforce. They could do their own workplace enforcement, which, by the way, is currently barred by federal ruling. They could do their own workplace enforcement. They could imprison in state prisons those who hired illegal immigrants. Every single immigration enforcement function is reserved to the states, period. End of memo. You know who pointed this out, by the way? Someone who did remember. Justice Antonin Scalia. In Arizona versus United States, when he attempted to remind us all that Arizona, he was on the losing side, did have the right to regulate its borders. In fact, it had passed a law saying it was going to begin to do so. It is an absolute outrage that that law was struck down 5-3, as Scalia pointed out. He said that the Supreme Court's utterly unconstitutional ruling, quote, deprives states of what most would consider the defining characteristic of sovereignty, the power to exclude from the sovereign's territory people who have no right to be there. The majority's opinion, he said, is supported neither by the Constitution itself nor any law passed by Congress. Folks, they have no right to open the border. We don't have to live this way. And I bet you most state legislators don't even realize it. So I'm going to ask you to do something. Send this audience for this podcast is huge. Some of you somewhere know a state legislator. Maybe you have one in your family. Maybe you are a state legislator. Send this podcast to them. You can even put them in touch with me. I'll give them all the stuff they need. You realize, folks, that virtually every issue is like this, that almost everything the federal government does today, almost all of which are highly disturbing, they have no constitutional right to do. Yeah, but with nobody realizing that, how do we ever come back from this? Actually, it's pretty easy. I'll explain how next. There is a group of people who remember all of this, who have the key. They're called liberals. And what they've done here, well, you can't help but marvel at it. You know, sanctuary cities, they probably get on your nerves. Yeah, where they've banned federal immigration enforcement. In fact, they've banned federal agents, ICE agents, from even coming onto state property. They won't let them pick up illegals. You know what's really ironic about that? It's completely constitutional. See? They haven't forgotten.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Button. Who the 10th Amendment gives power over immigration to? It's the states. What's ironic is they're playing both sides of the field. Using federal immigration rulings, which are blatantly unconstitutional, and federal law, and of course the power of the White House to regulate immigration. Wait, I gotcha. The White House doesn't have any power to regulate immigration. They've unconstitutionally left our borders wide open, while at the same time constitutionally asserting their state right to have sanctuary cities that the federal government's agents of immigration, who shouldn't even be on the payroll because they're unconstitutional, can't enter. It's brilliant. And we can do it too. You just have to think like a liberal. Yeah, they'll scream and yell that they can't, that we can't do it when we form our own immigration forces inside our states to repel people who don't belong here. And once we begin doing that, it'll get hard to live here illegally and they'll just leave on their own. And who will scream bloody murder? The very liberals playing both sides of the game. But what are they going to do about it? Who are they going to send down here? Nobody. There's nobody constitutionally they can send down here. Somebody on our side, that is free people, those who want to be free, just has to remember what America is and the power we have, such tremendous power the states have. We got 50 chances to get this right. I've said it once and I'll say it again. I'd rather live in a tri-state area that is the new America, the real America, and experience what life would have been like after the revolution when we were truly free and truly constitutional than live in the big sprawling America we live in now. Somebody's just got to go first. Please help pass the word. We must do it now before we lose our country. Because the left knows this. In order to make it so none of the states rebel, they must flood the country with tens of millions more illegals who vote Democrat at an 80% rate when they come from Central America, South America, Mexico. They know they've got to flood the country with so many that there are no purple or red states left. This is a race. Will we figure out we have the key before it's too late? You can do your part. There's got to be a state legislator you can get this to. Every time I do these podcasts, they go around and more bills get filed. So remember, when you get down about what the left is doing to this country, remember, any time we want it to stop, we have the power to do it. We've just been wielding it wrong. We've been trying to use it at the federal ballot box. Forget that. It's in the states where it matters. And somebody has to go first. And if they do, we have a chance to do something that nobody's done in 150 years. Live free in America the way it was meant to be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.